Hi, I'm Chris Nairo, a vegan from Lower Hutt, New Zealand. You can find me on Facebook, and you're listening to Coexisting with Non-Human Animals.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Vegetarian.
Vegan.
Yeah,
well. Let's get it right.
You used the word animals, but I suppose what you should have said is non-human animals. If you want to make the problem,
welcome to episode 10 of Coexisting with Non-Human Animals, Day Old Chicks. I wanted to make a special short episode about today's great news. Miss Chicken's chicks hatched today. So far, I don't know how many there are in total, at least two chicks, possibly three, because Miss Hen is sitting where the eggs are. The hatched chicks are all sheltering under her, they burrow under her feathers for warmth. The ones I have definitely seen were either the traditional blonde chick colour or a dark brown. The darker chick will most likely be the same glossy black colour as its mother in time. I've uploaded some photos of the chicks to my Flickr account. You can find it on my blog, coexistingwithnonhumananimals.blogspot.com. I also have photos of some of the wandering ringtail damselflies I found, the first of that kind this year. Two videos of the chicks are uploaded, mainly so you can hear the noises they make. Here's a generic sound effect of chicks peeping. They do sound quite similar to that. Here is the audio from the two videos I've taken. You can hear the rooster, the hen, and the chicks. The high-pitched noises are the chicks, the lower clucks are generally Mr. Rooster being concerned, with Mrs. Hen commenting every now and then. Spending time with Mr. Rooster and Miss Hen, and now these chicks, have made me realise even more the faults of free-range eggs. All eggs involve suffering, all hens love their eggs. Miss Hen obviously worked very hard to make her eggs, and she waited until she had exactly 10 in her nest. She then sat on them for a few weeks, only really leaving the nest for food and water. When she did come off, she looked close to death and out of her mind. She was very upset to be just a few meters away from her nest. After a very short time, she'd hop back up to her nesting box and begin her sitting procedure. She'd straddle the eggs and carefully sit down before working out how to extend her wings over the eggs. The wings of Mrs. Hen formed a skirt, somehow managing to cover up all of the eggs. I'd imagine this would be very uncomfortable. Imagine having your arms outstretched for a few days at a time. No matter how farmed hens are treated, we all know how the baby boy chicks are treated. They're roughly handled, thrown about by workers, and males are generally ground to a pulp by a machine. There are different names for what happens. One I know is instantaneous maceration. It really is no different to putting these baby boys in a giant industrial blender. How people can be fined for dropping spiders onto a hot plate, but not for killing millions of roosters a year, is beyond me. Hens really do make the best mothers. I can't wait to see how nice Mrs. Hen is to her chicks. So far, I haven't seen any of the chickens leave the nesting box. Miss Hen hasn't moved. She just sits there as the hatched chicks climb all over her and under her. Mr. Rooster is guarding the nesting box. He's quite cute as he cocks his head at odd angles to listen to the peeping noises. And I still don't know how many chicks there actually are. Two of the eggs didn't make it. I've found two dead chicks as well as the two, or possibly three, alive chicks. Thank you very much for listening to this ultra-short episode of Coexisting with Non-Human Animals. I just couldn't wait any longer. They only stay a day old for a short time, you know. You can find the script for this episode, as well as downloads for every episode of Coexisting with Non-Human Animals, at coexistingwithnonhumananimals.blogspot.com. You'll also find the pictures of the day-old chickens. If you want to contact me, even just to say you listened, send an email to jwontdart@gmail.com. jwontdart@gmail.com. I'd appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Away from the notion of animals as things and toward the moral personhood of animals. The choice is ours. If you're not vegan, go vegan. It's easy. It's better for you. It's certainly better for the planet. And most importantly, it's the morally right thing to do.